you look familiar to me, now I remember. Your friend Lavi calls me every Erev Shabbos, and I'm always happy to hear from you.
Inevitably leave yeshiva, whether it's 1 or 2 years, how do we continue to keep the spark going of loving learning, being growth in your learning, and so on and so forth?
Well, that was my bracha to you. And sometimes it's easier to give brachas than eitzes, than advice. But it depends a great deal. You really take advantage of your time in yeshiva. And what I expect from yeshiva boys is, while being in yeshiva, developing the love and passion for Torah. It depends to a great extent on your rabbeim, but knowing some of your rabbeim, I'm sure that they're the best in the field, and I'm sure that they did the best to inspire you and to give you the basic love and passion for Torah. The only other aids I could give is what Chazal teach us in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes, La'olam Yilmed Adam B'Mokem Shelo B'Chofetz. So I think by now you all know what inspires you, what you most love to learn. Focus on that. And some days it'll be an effort. Yes, it's not always easy, even if you do love Torah. You're busy. You're learning Daf Yomi. It's not sugyas which you really connect to. Sometimes it'll be an effort. Sometimes it'll be a burden. But you need to persevere. And you need to be dedicated to a routine of Talmud Torah. Ultimately, it will come. There's a beautiful posuk in Mishle. Shtei mayim miboycho, v'noizlim min be'echo, v'yafutzu maynoisechu kotzo. Interesting. The posuk, one posuk, and it refers to three different sources of water. Starting off with a boil. A boil is a water hole, it's a pit. Shtei mayim meboicho, v'noizlim mebe'echo. A be'er is a well. V'yafutzu maynoisecho chutzo. A mayan is
spring.
A spring. So, this is a transformation from bor to be'er to ma'ayan. What is the difference between the three? A boyer, kulo b'dayodam. You need to dig the pit and you need to fill it with water. It is all your effort, your toil. A well, tchiloso b'dayodam. You need to dig the well. But you need to reach the Tavrata Mayim, which is the water level. If you don't get to the water level, you will have no water. So a be'er is tchilosa b'dei yodem v'soifer b'dei shemayim. A mayan, a spring, kol kule b'dei shemayim. You benefit and you enjoy the water with no effort at all. So Shlomo HaMelech says, in the beginning, it's like a bor. Torah is like a bor. Shtei mayim bor. Till you develop the joy of understanding and the passion for Torah seems to be so difficult. But believe. In some time, the bor will be transformed to a be'er and you will achieve the water level. And if you persevere, then Naso Kemayan Amisgaba Bekenoa Shaina Poisik. So stage three would be and Maya. Yes.
Shisha Sidre Mishnah, the names are each.
Your name?
Avi. Stop, Nikki.
Yes, Avi.
Avi, stand up.
The names of the Sidarim is Zrai, Mayed, Kachim, etc., except Mayed, which is Lashon Yachid. I'm wondering what the difference is, why Mayed is Lashon Yachid and the other are all Lashon Rabbin.
That's an interesting question. Never occurred to me. Ain't many questions I never thought about. That's a very, very good question. All the others are Loshon Rabban, and only Moyed is not Moyadi. I don't know. I need to think about it. Did you hear of any explanation, or is it just your own question?
Rosh Shiva gave an answer that was saying all the other...
Is that your question or Rosh Shiva's question?
My question.
It's a good question. Great. So what was the answer?
So that Moed, specifically, there's different Moadim in Moed, so and they're each different in their own way, so they specify to each Moed them by themselves, as opposed to Taharos and Kachim.
You're saying you're good?
I know, so I'm nervous about that.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. So what you say, there are many different taharas and different kachim and different halachas and zroim, but moyadim are ultimately same concept. Interesting. That's a good question. I'll try to think about it.
My name is Chizkiyahu Bristy. I have a question. My question is, throughout all Jewish Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ketuvim, and Medrash, there are a number of tzaddikim in our Jewish history who have fallen and have undergone many tests, and they've sinned. Like, for example, Shlomo HaMelech, or let's say, I don't know, necessarily label Korach as a tzaddik, but people like that from this week's parsha and Korach, how is it possible for someone to be fully immersed in Torah and then to fall? And then how does one prevent that?
That is unique about Judaism, about Yiddishkeit. And our Torah, Nevi'im, and Chazal, we do not spare our heroes. And we criticize them all. And Chazal teaches us, Kol HaGodol Mechaveiro Yitzroi Godol Himeno. And one of the striking examples is Yochanan Kohen Godol, Sheshimesh Shmoinim Shona Bekohuna Gedoyah, Velebesof Naaseh Tzedokim. And therefore Chazal teach us, Al Tamin Be'atzmecho Ad Yoyim Moshe. And the Yetzer Hara is very stubborn, and he never lets go. So what is unique about our Torah and our religion, unlike others who are infallible? We recognize the shortcomings of human beings, even the greatest of human beings. So Moshe Rabbeinu transgressed in Mei Meriva. Different interpretations, what was the chait? But the Pasuk says, Ki Odom Ein Tzadik Ba'oretz Asher Yaseh Tov V'lo Yechtov. And the more you grow, your Yetzer Hara grows along. How do you prevent that? Only by avoiding each and every day. Fighting your Yetzer Hara each and every day. So, would that cause Yush? What's Yush in English?
Giving up.
Depression?
Despair.
Yes, should that cause despair? Does that mean we don't stand a chance? No. It only stresses the unique relationship between a Jew and his HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forgiving and embracing. Atu hu yoytzom, v'atu yodeya yitzom. Ki heimo, also v'don, we say in our tefillos in the Yom Kippur. So the closer you come to Kodesh Baruch Hu, you still will have your challenges. And you can never let your guard down. Al tamim v'atzmo al yoyim moysom. So some great people fell and transgressed. But if you're being Shaul HaMelech as an example, what a tzaddik he was even after he fell. Shaul stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he's Mekabelas Adin Ba'ahava, realizing that his kingdom is over. And he still adheres to the Navi. He doesn't try to put up a fight like other kings in history did. Very few kings just bow down to the prophet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, okay, I understand, it's over. So what a tzaddik Shaul was after he transgressed. So that's a very good example, Ibrahim, of Shaul HaMelech. So yes, in our Torah, great people sometimes fail. And that is recognizing the challenges of human beings. So there are numerous parshiyos in the Torah of great people that fell. But if we examine each and one of these parshiyos, taking Shaul HaMelech as an example, David HaMelech as an example, we see their amazing devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when they fail. So I think that should be encouraging more than despairing, more than depressing. It is recognizing the unique challenge of human beings. So the Medrash says, in Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, or the Marishan, the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells man, tells Odom Marishan, I want you to understand, Barosi Elyonim, Barosi Tachtonim, you're neither an angel nor a beast. You could rise to the heights of angels, you could fall to the depths of the beasts. Depends on you. So, human beings are unique. Min ha'ulyonim u'min ha'tachtonim. Some combination. We need to rise, not to fall, but recognizing human nature. That is what our Torah teaches us. So I think this should be a source of encouragement and chizuk rather than a source of despair. But that's a very profound question.
Now that we're going home this summer, we're going to start making our own schedules of learning. Does Rosh Hashiva have a recommendation of the balance to Gemara and other topics of study in Yiddishkeit?
Some young boys today struggle with Gemara. And it is because Gemara is so unlike modern studies. And I just briefly made that comment before. What is unique about anything you learn in the modern world is it's systematic and clear. There's nothing systematic about Shazabadi. And if anything, nothing is clear. Everything is clear, but it is the art of dialogue and of argumentation and of analysis. So some boys in the modern world really struggle with Gemara. And there are 1,000 different types of Gemaras, as you probably know better than me. You know, the Gemara was cut up and pasted and changed and you have the Maksha Lechud and the Tarzan Lechud and I still learn Gemara as we learned it 1,000 years ago. So let me make this clear. The Gemara is the most basic and important text in Torah Shabbat. Everything starts with the Mishnah and Gemara. And every halacha ultimately goes back to its source. And the only way Gedolei Yisrael throughout the ages, till this very day, could reach any halachic conclusion, any halachic ruling, it all goes back to the Gemara. The Gemara and the early commentators, Rashi and Tosis and the Ramban and the Rashba, from them to the early Poskim, the Rambam, the Beis Yosef, the Ramo. So Gemara is the most important source, as long as you're in yeshiva. But when you need to choose, with your limited time, you could dedicate to learning. If you enjoy Gemara, learn Gemara. Daf Yomi doesn't necessarily need to be Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi has a big mila that is, people feel it is more obligatory. You know, you skip a day, then you're lost. You need to make up for it. But Daf Yomi doesn't really leave you with much if you have limited time. And every day you'll forget yesterday's daf. If you skip a day, you're still not sure that you'll remember the previous daf. So it would be worthwhile to dedicate your limited time to learn halacha, or to learn something that'll give you joy and inspiration. There's a very famous story about the Bisol Salanta. The Bisol Salanta traveled from one town to the other, just encouraging the limud of Musar, and he was a traveler. He actually passed away in Königsberg, very far from his home in Lithuania. And Rabbi Sula Salanta once was asked by a person, I have a half hour a day to learn. Should I learn Musa, if you say Musa is so important? Or should I learn that half hour Gemara or Aloha? Rabbi Sula Salanta said, if you only have a half hour to learn, learn Musa. And then you'll see that you have far more than a half hour a day. So if you learn what you enjoy to learn, you will have more time to learn. So if your learning is going to be a burden, then recognizing human nature, you know, you're not going to learn that much. But if you enjoy your learning, chances are that you will be more diligent and more dedicated to your learning. So I think the most important thing would be Mokem Shemli Hoy Chofetz. We have one more question after this.
Does one need to be an intellectual to be a Gadol Dor?
It would be very convenient for me to say no. But the answer to a great degree is yes. To be a Gadol Dor, obviously, you need to be talented. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need to be a human. But you need to be talented. Let's recognize that. But then the question is, how do we define a Gadol Dor? Is being a Gadol Dor only being an intellectual giant? Or how about being a Tzadik Dor? Present day yeshivas, if it's not a Hasidish yeshiva, it doesn't sound good. How do we define a Gadol Dor? Does he have to be an intellectual giant? Or would we define a real Talmud Chochem dedicating his days and his nights to the service of Klal Yisrael, living in intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In my eyes, that would be a Gadol Dor. He might not be the most brilliant sage of the Dor, but a person who lives with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dedicates his life to Torah and to Chesed, and is a major Talmud Chochem, I think he definitely could be defined as a Gadol Dor. And that type of Gadol Dor, you don't need to be a high intellectual caliber. So, the more talented you are, goes without saying, you have more chances to be a sage and to be a tremendous Talmud Chochem. Because to be a tremendous Talmud Chochem is a combination of toil and talent, inspiration and perspiration. They go together. But being a Gadol Dor, I don't think we need to strive to be the top scholar of the generation. Each and every one of us needs to aspire and to strive to do his best and to be the greatest he could be. So in the Hasidic world, there were the two brothers, Rebbe Lamelech Melezhensky, and who knows what was the name of his brother? Very inspired. So Rebbe Lamelech Melezhensky and Rebbe Zusha of Hanapoli were two brothers, amazing tzaddikim. And they both were very, very humble. And Rebbe Zusha used to say, after 120 years, in the Day of Judgment, they won't ask me, why weren't you Melech? They'll ask me, why weren't you what Zusha could have been? So they never asked us, why aren't you like him? Each and every one of us was bestowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a set of tools, with a toolbox. And all HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us is do the best with what you have. And everybody in his own way could be a God.
I asked the Rebbe about the conflict that many of them, these young men have in terms of staying in second year, and the parents who are generally objecting to that, or contracts they sign with universities that often create a legal entanglement as far as the commitment. And like, how should that be handled?
Should be handled with care. On one hand, those boys that might ultimately be teachers of Torah, I think they should go to extremes to dedicate as much as they can to Torah. By basic halachic definition, a boy is entitled to stay in yeshiva against the wish of his parents. These aren't little kids. These boys are adults, and they are entitled to decide about their future. So by basic halachic definition, a boy has the right to decide, I want to learn Torah against the will of his parents. That is by basic halachic definition. But in reality, probably most of these boys are supported by their parents and will in the future be supported by their parents and will need the support and the love and dedication of their parents. And I also would not recommend alienating their parents. It wouldn't be wise, it wouldn't be smart, and it wouldn't be right. So by halachic definition, a boy is entitled to say lovingly to his parents, I decided to learn Torah, and this is my choice. So if he really has what it takes to grow in Torah and to teach Torah, that is what I would recommend. In many cases, the boy would like to come back to yeshiva, but it's not really his dream. And in that case, I would say, work out some understanding with your parents regarding your future. And if you do decide going back home, you know, try to do your best to preserving the Torah spirit and being kaveh itum l'Torah wherever life takes you, as I said before. Okay, it was a pleasure to see you this morning, and once again, my brocha to you is you should be oyavei Torah, oyavei Hashem, and mekayimet mitzvosav, and you should each and every day of your life be zeichu to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim.
Amen.